Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
I'm going to play this royalty-free nonsense until we're live. Like, the minute we're live, Blitz, you need to say live, and boom, I'm cutting it out.
Okay, we are live, though.
Boom, there you go.
That was like I barely heard it.
That was only dogs could.
Yeah,
only
it was dogs not supersonic, but you know what I mean? When it's like a frequency you can't hear. Like a whale or a dolphin or something.
Hold on, why does it gotta be a fucking whale, bitch?
Yeah, why is it gonna be a whale?
No, whales
why
can't it be small whales?
What the fuck?
I like which ones?
Why is it gotta be a whale, bitch?
Yeah, bitch.
Mini whale.
Name all the small whales you know.
They're babies. You're like a baby whale. Not a big, fat, gelatinous whale.
That was fuck. What?
I said not a big, fat, gelatinous whale.
Oh.
God.
You know what? Here's the deal. Oh, and I'm not saying this you know.
Are you going to say something nice to me?
No.
Oh, okay.
Yes, I am, but it might not be nice. And then Aaron Blitz might get mad.
Oh.
Oh, because it's something sexual. What do you want to know?
I don't want to know nothing. I was going to make a statement. I don't want to know. Fucking shove it down, Blitz. Just shove that shit down. Fucking let's make sure
I forgot you're on a delay. I was like, well, I put that down like a minute ago.
Oh.
Yeah.
Fucking white mouth.
Sorry.
When you open it, you got
why
like,
you gotta be so racist?
It looks like, yeah.
Ew.
I think I can call a guy a white mouth. Blitz, you dirty fucking white mouth.
Yeah, I'll take it.
Honky cracker ass.
Greg, oh, $25.
Honky cracker.
Canadian.
Cracker mouth.
Crack ass mouth.
Honky mouth.
Yeah.
Honky
yogurt.
Mouth.
Yogurt mouth.
Greg and Amy. Cottage Cheese Jones.
Canadian.
Who?
The Canadian money girl.
Jesus. Got it.
Yes. By the way, Bubba.
What?
You know that I always have your back, and I'm not trying to be a snitch. But
is Jesus doing some bullshit?
Well, how'd you know?
Well, that's all he does. Fuck with Jesus. Hold on. Let's get Jesus up so he can defend himself.
Well, hold on.
Well, there's
Bubba,
no defending
yeah,
this.
Bubba, what's the rule on the green room fridge?
Oh, well, keep your fucking mitts out of it.
Whoa.
Oh,
so you shouldn't be taking waters like daily all the time, bunch of them?
No.
Oh.
No.
Uh-oh.
No.
Uh-oh.
And no.
Somebody might be in trouble.
Potter, the green room fridge is supposed to stay stocked up at all times.
Well, go ahead and tell him what you tell me every time you steal a water from me.
And
the last 30 times you've taken waters, what do you say?
By the way, I haven't taken one a day from there. It's like one or two a week. But I told you that I will today go get a case of water.
You fucking liar.
He has said that now for like a month straight, Bob. Every time I go, it's one of my waters. He goes, oh, don't worry. I'm going to go to the store today and buy another case for you.
Big buck, 5,000 stars. But Bubba, so
5,000 stairs. Hold on.
I was in the green room and he just walked over to the fridge, opened it, grabbed water. I go, whoa, 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 Blitz. And he goes, what? I go, well, the rule is you're not supposed to open or take anything out of there. Opened it right up.
What's he going to do?
Yeah. Just drank it.
Did he buy
Tyler
breakfast
Allen.
Today?
Tyler Allen.
Oh, middle name.
Tyler Allen. The fuck, buddy? Rolling around here like you're all that.
What kind of Chick-fil-A did
and
you get, Bubba?
And a bag full of chicken.
What kind of Chick-fil-A did you get, Bubba, when he ordered Chick-fil-A?
When did he order Chick-fil-A?
They just got it delivered. So what'd you get?
He's a fucker.
Of course
Lemmy
he
got
is.
Something.
Yeah, Tyler asked me if I needed anything.
Yeah, what'd you get, Bubba?
I got fucking shit on a shingle. I didn't get nothing.
Me too. But at least he asked you, though, right?
No.
What?
Tyler, where?
Oh, he didn't ask me either. That's crazy.
Me.
Tyler, why are you? Why are you so mean to me?
I'm not mean.
Absolutely
taking his water and then saying it was shit.
I pay for your.
Yeah,
cell
then he said
phone.
Your water was gross.
Yeah, I did. He goes, this water
man,
sucks.
I pay for your cell phone. I don't charge you rent. I bought your car for you. You can't
yeah,
be.
Bubba bought your car.
I did. Did I not? Did I not buy your fucking car?
Yeah.
Yes, I'm sorry.
Do I not pay your cell phone bill?
Yes, I'm sorry.
Do I charge you rent?
No.
Do you pay for any fucking food?
Yes.
No. Yeah. The only the shit that you're shoving down your own hole.
Yeah. You don't even ask Bubba if he wants any or me.
God, buddy.
Fuck you two. You guys probably eat a lot of food, so I ain't buying shit.
I'm going to drink your water.
Man, you're really inconsiderate, buddy. I'm very disappointed in you.
He's going to pick up all the pine needles, he said today, though.
He's that motherfucker ain't doing shit.
What do you think, Lummy? Joke's on you, motherfucker.
I know. I already, trust me, I already know.
Lummy,
yes,
don't
sir.
Be a pussy.
That's like
1,200 calorie breakfast wasn't enough, Lummy. It's lunchtime. I'm out of here.
And you know I got to be first in car line. They just don't get out till 2:05, but I swear to God, if I'm out there by 1:10, I get in trouble.
This car doesn't have a seat warmer, so I got to sit in her seat for a while, too, to make sure it's warm for her.
I spent the last
I got it. Hey, how about this?
What?
After the show, I'll do all the pine needles, and right after that, I'll go to the store and buy a case of water.
Aww.
Okay? That seems like a little, seems a little hard on you.
No, I'll do it.
You know, first of all, I don't want you to do all the pine needles. I'd like you to do 50% of the pine needles.
Yeah.
I'd like that. That's the first thing. Secondly, when you go pick up your girlfriend today or whatever the fuck you guys are doing, just pick up a case of water.
Zephyr Hill.
Refill the fucking green room. And then put the rest, hide them somewhere, because water is like fucking gold around here.
Can we have Tyler one day pick her up in the smart car?
Sure. Thank you.
With the lights on?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hell yeah, with the lights on. The
number one. She actually might be okay with that. She wouldn't give a fuck
yeah,
about
it. Yeah, but him sitting
hold
for
on.
An hour?
She actually is more proud of me than he is.
Oh.
She is the one that asked him, Tyler, why don't you wear your daddy's shirt? And then he started wearing Bubba Army. Prior to her, he didn't give a fuck about me. She's like my best cheerleader. That's my fucking, that's my, she's got my back with this little motherfucker.
What's that burrito?
Am I right, Tyler?
I got your back.
Yeah, how's that burrito treating you, Tyler?
You mean the burrito that I don't got?
Yeah,
treat
you
the shit out
you
of
love
me.
Those burritos too, don't
I,
you?
Damn, I look tan as fuck. I look good as fuck.
Yeah.
You do.
I trained today too.
You did what you trained.
I trained.
Bad girl.
Probably.
I did. I'll tell you what I did. I did abs, both machines. Blitz, I did the black abs, and I did the side.
Oh, I see, just, that one's hard for me. The
that's
obliques.
Hard as fuck.
The oblique part, yeah.
I put a 25 with a 25.
Man, that's good.
Three sets of 20 on the blue, full stack. Three sets of 15 on the black, straight, and then three sets of 10 side obliques, both sides. Then I went and did. I'm done with you, Jesus. then I went and did tricep extensions. Incline bench, the machine that can double as a chest or a lat back
yep,
deal.
Yep. That, I like that one.
French curls, shrugs, and boxing.
Nice.
That's what I did. I feel jacked the fuck up too.
I bet.
Yeah. Tomorrow probably going to be legs. Tomorrow's going to be legs. I've been having, although I've been taking a lot of potassium, I've been having bad leg cramps at night.
Oh, no.
Like, lock you up.
Still, again?
I wonder how much potassium your body actually uses from those things. I bet it's not much.
You probably
much.
Piss a lot of it out if you're not using it.
Okay, but still you still need to take them, though.
Bubba, try magnesium. Magnesium is really good for soreness and muscle stiffness.
Okay.
I think isn't there some magnesium in the pantry?
You just chew on one of Tyler's race car rims. That's mag.
Yeah, there too.
There you go.
So, Anna, have you worked out since Coach Clem?
Oh, fuck yeah,
yeah but
Bubba.
Has anything been even close to it yet?
Like no.
Your normal workout that you just go as you're looking for guys with nautical yippee-os.
Dude, I saw a couple of those at the gym the other day.
You did?
I saw a guy with two, one on each shoulder. And I went,
are you hot
gross.
On it?
No, I don't
have
like
Have you
that.
Seen any guys that you've been hot on lately?
I feel like I
and
have.
And do you give him like the, nee, nee, nee.
Oh, yes. I saw a guy at Fresh Kitchen and I panicked.
What do you mean?
Because I didn't know, because people talk about, oh yeah, I just like approach this guy at the gym and I just approach this girl. And I'm like, how do people fucking talk to each other? I don't even know. So I was sitting at Fresh Kitchen and I was like, oh damn, that guy's hot. And he was a trainer because he had a shirt that said like, fucking trainer, whatever. And
yeah, that makes he's a trainer.
And he looked like a trainer. So he walks behind me and I'm expecting to see him like come out on the other side, but he doesn't, which means he's sitting behind me. And I went, oh, what do I do? What do I do? What do I do? So I just finished my meal and I'm like, what do I do? Do I say something? What am I going to say? Fucking happy noodles? Like, I don't know what to say. So I just spun my chair around. And I just looked at him and
so he's right behind you.
Yeah, he's right behind me. But I didn't know if he was facing me or not facing me. I didn't know what the situation
but
was.
You can feel the vibe.
I could feel his eyes.
Was he like?
I could feel his eyes.
Uncomfortable hot. Like, you know, like, was he like, you know,
He wasn't as hot as, like, the ones you don't want to date with a while ago, but he was pretty fucking hot.
All right.
Yeah.
So he's right behind
you. He's within reach hot. You know what I mean?
Sure.
Yeah. So I did this little number. I was like, okay. I was like, be cool. And then I was sitting like this, and then I spun around, and he was facing me, and we made eye contact, and then I went like this.
Which is why.
Oh, you can't see it.
She grinned.
I didn't show my teeth because I thought that might be a bit aggressive.
Teeth might be.
Might scare him away. So I just smiled, no teeth, made eye contact, and then just walked out. And then I'm like, that bad a girl, at a girl. That's what's up.
You thought you nailed it.
Nailed it. Fucking nailed it. And I'll never see him again.
Yeah, you nailed it already.
Yeah. This was like 2 weeks ago. So yeah, I'm like talking to guys and stuff.
You're talking to guys and stuff. Yeah.
Oh. I'm not, clearly. That was a joke.
But why don't you talk to guys?
I tried. I looked and smiled.
Yeah, that's not talking.
One step at a time. First you look, then you start talking.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
But like talking to you, like, what about fucking?
Well, we're not there yet in our relationship.
Yeah, well,
she has the...
You're going to talk.
He hasn't even seen her teeth yet.
Are you going to talk a guy to death?
Of course. Come on, Bubba.
No. Maybe.
I mean, a guy's got to go on at least 6 dates with you to even finger you.
Finger? Probably even just to grab a nipple.
Yeah, probably even just
Who's
to get
grabbing a nipple?
Yeah, you got to grab them both.
Yeah, what the
take,
fuck,
take them around the farm hard.
Sicko. Mm-hmm.
Pull them, son of bitches.
Anna... Can I ask you a question?
Oh, no. Yeah.
Do you think that you're ever, like, you're like, you're turning into our, like, our sister. Like, you know, like, it's like, you know, we're all, you know, all of us, you know, fuck.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we do. I can't fucking say it, but I'm just saying.
Like, even who?
Everybody that works here fucks.
Yeah, like who?
Like, everybody.
I fuck myself.
Except Anna. And, like, it's like... It's cool. Fucking cool.
Brandon the Quad, 1,000 stars.
Thank you, Brandon the Quad.
Happy belated birthday, Brandon.
Heather the Wiz says, fingering sounds nasty. It is, unless it's properly done right. Mm-hmm. Refer to my Urban Dictionary online deal.
Yeah, you can use your thumb as long as you got a bent thumb and a big long fingernail.
Two-fingered cul-de-sac Jones.
Ew, now I have that visual in my head of him
can
fingering
you imagine
me.
If Jacob was fingering you, he'd cut your clit off.
Yeah, he would.
He'd fucking rip
your vag. Oh, Anna, you're in the emergency room. What's wrong?
Jake from State Farm?
I got fingered by Jake from State Farm, and he completely fucking cheese grated my fucking clit off.
Clitorectomized me.
My clit. I have my clit, and I brought my clit in the zippy bag.
Or now I have two clits because he slid it in half.
Oh yeah,
like, it's not as good as you think.
Like a snake tongue.
His thumbnail is like a carver. It just carves it clit right down to zero.
Yeah,
he's got like a little mini fucking circumcision tool on his end of his. He just goes right there.
Not okay.
Right there. Now, if for some reason.
Oh, God. What?
If.
What are you gonna, what listen, thought experiment are you going to say right now?
I'm going to probably knock your fucking socks off, bitch.
Oh.
With my generosity. fucking whore. If for some reason your trip to California would get canceled because American Airlines are canceling flights right now.
Mm-hmm.
Would you want to go to Fort Walton Beach?
I was actually thinking about that last night.
See, you fucking bitch. Here I am trying to be super
cool. I thought
cool
you were going to ask me if I would fuck Jake from State Farm or something.
No, instead, I'm trying to include you into our family and our personal appearance.
Yeah.
And make you part of the show.
I'd love to go.
And not have to suck dick or fucking get laid or anything like that. Just ride up with Blitz. Oh, I didn't say their part. Sorry. But I'm just saying. A real normal type deal, because I know you don't want to be on the plane.
No, thank you.
The Big Bopper Express.
I'm okay. Thank
you don't want
to
be on the Richie Valens Express.
No, thank you.
Right. So you and Blitz can take you and Blitz could probably take the $121,000 Escalade.
Mm-hmm.
But there's more than enough room for her to. I mean, like, you know, we could even take Lummi
in the back of that
if we wanted.
Even if you, wait, what would you say?
No, it could be. Here's how it's going to be on the way back. It's going to be it. I don't know Dan's going to want to drive. I'm thinking Blitz is going to drive.
You're going to put me on the roof like Mitt Romney's dog.
No, we're going to put, you'll probably end up if
when like we go, a hood ornament.
Well, when you go up there, you'd be in the passenger side because it'd just be you and Blitz. Yeah. Unless Blitz makes you go to the second row so you can hand a cooler. Whatever.
Yeah.
I don't know where the fuck you're sitting on the way up, but I know you're inside. I can guarantee you that. On the way home, I would say that you'll probably be in the very back row because you're the littlest.
There's a third row? I thought it was just two rows.
No, there's three rows.
There's at least three on that car. Yeah, maybe four.
Oh, fuck. I didn't know that.
So, Blitz, we'll put her in a back fucking row.
Oh, that's okay. Fine.
And so
I drive, who's shotgun?
I think probably Dan.
Okay.
And then I'm thinking I'm probably behind Dan, and Jay's probably behind you.
Okay.
And then she's back in the kids' part.
And how many times are you guys going to stop for pee breaks?
Oh, that's a fucking problem.
At least three. Give me at least three pee breaks. Maybe four. How
it's
about four?
7 hours.
Oh,
so.
Fuck. No way. Maybe two.
Four pee breaks.
Should I order a go-girl right now?
Maybe two.
I need
now,
four.
On the way up, bitch, you can ding Blitz all the fuck you want as to how many times you can get
him. Well, we got to get to the airport.
The pullover. Yeah.
Why are you late, Blitz?
Well, because I had to stop this fucking bitch.
Oh, my God. I can't imagine.
Yep. Four times. She wants at least four times, Bubba.
Anna,
that's not even snack breaks.
Snacks.
I hook it up. We'll be good there.
But the pee breaks and...
Oof, I have to make urine.
That's fine. I'll make it up with time. We're good.
Yeah. Blitz has got... Oh, fucking Rady. He's got some shit. I'm just going
to
say
I'm
that.
I'm good. Yeah.
I mean, hopefully I can go to California. I want to go.
Blitz has got some shit. He's got jam and shit. Mm-hmm. Fucking
jam?
Yippee-o. Yeah, he's got jam.
Radar jam. Not jelly, but jam.
I know, but I got to think that it's 50-50. And I would say it's 50-50 at best. Because I think it's just going to get worse before it gets better on the airline.
Yeah.
Deal.
I can only check 2 days in advance, so I won't know until like Monday.
And the thing is, too, you gotta check all your flights because you got a bunch of connectors too.
Oh, you cheap, you cheap Willie.
Yeah, hey,
you're not fucking. What?
Hold on. Hold on. I don't want to say.
Hold on. All you have to do is tell me this, Blitz. Hold on. I hit it.
Okay.
How many connections does she have? Two.
Two.
Two. That's the worst.
Hold on. And I'm not going to say where, what, and don't guess either, Bubba, but like one of them's not exactly the right way either.
Yeah, I know. I can tell you exactly what it is. It's probably
out of the way.
It's probably Dallas to Chicago. Some kind of bullshit like that.
Pretty much.
Oh,
so
worse.
You're completely going out of your fucking way.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yep.
Or like Chicago to Minneapolis or some bullshit.
Yep.
It's bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anna, you could have spent like the extra $250 and got.
$250? I wouldn't spend that either.
The fuck I wouldn't.
Yeah, I would
for not having
flight. Oh yeah,
fuck
well,
yeah.
I don't think they have a. They don't have a one way.
There
was a lot more
there, don't they?
They don't
not
have
that many.
Hold on, are you flying into? Are you flying into LAX? Or are you flying into San Diego? You're flying to San Diego.
Yes, sir.
I guarantee you, Blitz, that they have a direct from Tampa to San Diego.
Of course, it was like $400 one way.
How much was it?
Total like $360 round trip.
Well, we could have come up with that.
Bubba, you don't need to pay for my fucking flight. You do enough.
Well, I could take care of our
I know. I really appreciate
people that we love.
You've done enough. I wouldn't pay for that shit either.
Blitz, shut the fuck up on what you're going to... Like, you're going to make two connectors. You got money, first of all, a lot. And
I'm
second,
cheap, though.
I know, but... And secondly, you're not going to fucking fly. If you're going to San Diego, Blitz, you're not going Dallas to Chicago.
No.
I just got news for you.
What?
You're going to throw out the extra $89.
You're right. So I would do like a one stop somewhere. But
right.
You're
not.
I wouldn't do what she's doing. But right. I mean, I still would.
You're
still
frugal, but you're not cheap.
Right.
No, I'm not frugal. I'm poor. Okay.
Well, we'll help you.
No, it's okay. You've done enough. Thank you. I appreciate it, but I don't want you to pay for that. That's something that I chose to do.
You're fucking stupid.
Oh, okay.
Just come to me and Blitz when you're thinking about doing shit, and we'll just make it happen for you and make it more comfortable. And are you taking your clothes off now?
Halfway.
Great. God, I couldn't even fucking imagine going to San Diego. And Blitz, if I was going to San Diego, I might stop in Dallas or Phoenix, maybe.
Let me see where I'm going.
Like, that makes sense if you're going to San Diego. Dallas, I think that's no problem. That's right on the fucking way.
Yeah.
And then Phoenix is right on the way, too.
Yep.
Maybe I could see them taking you to Denver, but that's kind of out of the
way. How about, like, let's say Charlotte, maybe?
How about sucking my dick?
Oh, shit. I am going to Charlotte on the way back.
How about sucking my fucking dick?
Yeah.
This sucks.
Yeah.
I forgot I was going there.
Charlotte.
I was going to Miami.
You're flying. She's going, you're literally
going to fucking Miami and Charlotte. I was going to San Diego.
The bitch is going to Miami.
Hold on. So she goes Tampa, Miami, Charlotte, San Diego?
No, not one way.
What the fuck?
No,
on the way there, it's here to Miami, Miami to San Diego. On the way back, it's San Diego to Charlotte, Charlotte to Tampa.
Well, that's not.
Oh, that's not that bad. I thought you had two stops each way.
No, that's really not
one two stop.
Okay, that's not that bad.
Each way.
That's not too bad.
Yeah. How long you
but
guys.
Man, I tell you one thing, Blitz. Flying backwards
is like an
flying opposite direction where I'm going.
It does
just
suck.
Not make sense.
It does
yeah,
not.
It sucks, but it be what it be, you know?
Okay, I thought you had two connectors.
No,
that's not okay.
I do, but on separate flights.
Oh, well, that doesn't count.
Separate days, yeah. Okay. Then we good.
Then you're okay, then.
I'm good.
You're okay.
Yeah, that's all right.
How much was it?
Like 360.
A round trip?
Yeah, man.
That's not too bad.
No, that's why
see, that's what I would have done. I would have done the
all
same
right,
thing.
But yeah, somebody yeah. Google me right now or fucking hotel or flight.com or yippee fucking yo.
I don't Bing up, yeah.
Like, what is a direct Tampa to San Diego? So, Anna, you're 400 all in? You three, what?
Yeah,
three?
Just under.
Yeah.
So 400, right?
Yeah, I don't.
396?
Yeah, it was like 360.
All right, 360. Mm. Let me, what is a direct flight Tampa to San Diego?
Well, it looks like they don't have any now.
Yeah, I don't think they do.
There's not. There's only...
American already canceled that?
Oh, the only one would be... It says Southwest, but it looks like that one's canceled too now.
Manscaped offers the best in precision-engineered tools for men's below-the-waist grooming. They just launched their fourth-generation trimmer, the Lawnmower 4.0. Join over 2 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped with this exclusive offer. Get 20% off and free shipping with the code BUBBA at manscaped.com. Manscaped engineered the ultimate groin and body trimmer by focusing on intelligent functionality and an incredibly comfortable grooming experience. The Lawnmower 4.0 features a cutting-edge ceramic blade to reduce grooming accidents thanks to their advanced skin-safe technology. It is a multifunction on-off switch with a travel lock. Use the 4000K LED spotlight when you need to get a more precise shave or maybe some of those dark areas. Customize your trim through additional guard lengths, sizes 1 through 4. Enhance your confidence with Manscaped's new Lawnmower 4.0. Get 20% off your order and free shipping with code BUBBA at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com with code BUBBA at checkout. Unlock your confidence and always use the right tools for the job with Manscaped. You're so fucked, Anna.
Yeah.
But if for some reason you don't get a go, do you want to go to Fort Walton Beach?
I would love to go to Fort Walton Beach with the crew.
Which is going to have to require us to, you're going to have to bunk up with somebody. Friends. Oh, yeah. And I would think that, you know, like, I don't want to make them get another hotel room.
No, right. No.
If that's the case, what I might do is have Jay go in with Dan, if we can get doubles.
And then I get my own room?
Well, you know what? You going is going to seem like it's a fucking problem.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe you could just stay
I'll
home.
Sleep in the Escalade.
That's what I meant when I said a bed would fit in the back.
I'll sleep in the Escalade.
You wouldn't sleep in the Escalade,
yes,
would
I
you,
would.
For real?
I've slept in a bathtub before, please.
You could sleep in my room as long as I had a double bed.
Huh? Oh, well, two beds, you mean?
Yeah, as long as I had two.
Just one double bed.
Hello, Mr. Clem. You want two double? No, I want a double. I got this bitch I'm trying to flap. I just want a double. Yeah. No, honest to God, Anna, I really want you to believe in my heart that you could stay with any guy here and there would not be any shit to go down.
Oh, I know.
Like,
I know
for real.
That. Well, half of them don't want to touch me anyway, so it's fine.
I would say, like, Anna, here's the deal. I like to sleep in my underwear, so here's what I'm going to do, okay?
Yeah.
And I don't want you necessarily just to see me in my underwear, because, you know, that's a little bit. So here's the deal.
Bring your froggles.
You need to go to the bathroom, and I'm going to get ready for bed. And by the way, Anna, I keep my air as low
as a... That's fine.
Yeah, that's awesome.
So you may have to go to the front desk and get a couple blankets, but that's on you. So when you're in there brushing your horse teeth, and getting ready for bed. I'm going to go to bed. I'm going to get my shit already, get in my underwear, and I'll be in bed with my covers pulled all the way up. And then
By the time she's done brushing her teeth, you'll be sleeping.
Yeah, I might, then my pills
will
hit it.
Yeah, it takes me so long. And then I'm thinking, fucking long teeth.
She uses a boat brush.
That's not what I meant at all, by the way.
So then I would say,
sorry,
Lloyd.
Unnecessary outburst. Sorry.
You called him Lloyd.
Yeah.
You know that
Lloyd Christmas.
You know that got real heat yesterday. That got real.
Oh, you missed it earlier, Bubba. I actually brushed my hair like Lloyd and came in the studio.
Oh, you did?
He was a good sport today. Okay. He was a little poopy
pants. Biggie, 7375, $15 cash.
But you weren't a real good sport about it yesterday. You were fucking Stone-Face Willie, pissed the fuck off. And I knew you were mad when I, because usually when I'm leaving the studio as fast as I humanly can, Blitz usually's there and, you know, give away, have a little exchange. Hey, okay, this and that. Don't forget this and that. He was nowhere to be found.
Of course.
Blitz, what's that?
Hold on. No. I was waiting for you because you were going to stay and we were going to set the TV up.
This is what I heard when I walked out. Shoo, shoo, shoo. Wah, wah, wah.
Good, bad, the ugly.
Yeah. I just heard nothing but tumbleweeds.
Mm. This ecstasy of gold. That's what
So then what I'm thinking is you sleep like in a sweatshirt and some fucking pants and all that bullshit. Like whatever you sleep in isn't like, you know, fucking revealing at all.
How do you know?
Well, I'm assuming.
She probably sleeps nude.
No,
I usually sleep without a shirt on, but obviously I would
have to wear. Yeah. So I'd be like, listen, you know what? You can take your shirt off once you're under the covers and then, you know, whatever. Yeah. But I don't want to see your titties.
My jizzogs.
I don't.
I want to call them like, jugs.
I don't want to see your tits.
They're jugs.
No, they're not.
They're baby jugs.
They're
baby jugs.
Quarter jugs.
They're baby bean dips. They're quarter jugs.
They're little flapjacks.
Are they a little flappy?
No, they're not. They're not like flat. They're like puffed out flapjacks.
They are?
Mm-hmm. They're nice. They're great.
Sure. Keep telling yourself that.
Yeah.
And I think that I wear 34 jeans, too.
Wow, nice, Blizz.
I do. Can I borrow some jeans?
They're not saggy, I'll tell you that much.
They can't be. There's nothing to sag.
It says right here they're not saggy. Say it, Anna.
They're not saggy.
Where does it say it?
It says right here.
Oh, my titties.
Oh, fuck. I don't even know that we've even talked about anything. And what's Fort Walton Beach going to be like, Blitz?
Weather-wise?
Yeah, well, just in general, like...
I don't know. You have the schedule.
Yeah, I do.
It's nice. Nice place.
And who's all going to Stogies and Extras? And then, Blitz, with regards to the JVC Christmas party, like, I got to kind of be a little bit mindful that I can't bring my whole fucking crew because that would be a little expensive.
So it's just going to be you and Blitz then.
I think, Blitz, out of all the shows, I have the biggest show.
Scotty Briggs, 2,000 stars, and YouTube is up. Woo! People are saying YouTube is not up. It is up. 400 people are watching Mark Jones.
No, but like, not the biggest show as in necessarily the most popular. Or anything. Yeah, but
I
like,
mean, people-wise.
Yeah, personnel-wise.
Yeah.
What do I got now? Tyler, Blitz, Anna, Dan, Lummy, Bubba, and I guess you throw Jay in there. 7.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We got like, you know, 7 now. Fuck.
Mm-hmm.
Big Buck, 5,000 stars.
So were we having YouTube issues a little
bit? No, I mean, we're on 437 right now.
I don't.
People are like, oh, it's not up. It's up.
It's up. I mean,
I don't have Facebook to tell you guys.
So Lummy Pine Needle Express today with
a blowing them out down the street. Woo!
Me and you got a meeting.
Yeah, noon. So Lum, can you maybe videotape a little bit of the blowing out down the street deal?
Yeah, not a problem.
When you really get a gas, when you're going 70 on I-7 on 275.
Well, I was going to hopefully get them all out by, you know, Tara's office like you asked for.
No, it's not what I fucking asked for.
Yeah, you said directly put it right in front of her door.
I did.
Oh, okay. Sorry. I misheard you then. In front of the door. I'll write it down.
I said, don't fucking even think about trying to get rid of the pine needles until you're on the highway.
He said chili dog it until you get to the highway.
I said chili dog it all through this fucking community.
Yeah, because there was no one here. Remember we said there's no one here that we don't like.
Yeah, Lummy. Oh, how can you be that stupid?
Sorry, I was throwing off.
Are you talking to Bubba?
I can answer that.
Are you talking to Bubba?
I said chili dog it because Blitz first asked, who do we hate here in our neighborhood?
And
I said,
up with nobody.
I'm like, I can't think of anybody I don't like.
Right.
I like the Brinks guys. I like the Double A guys. I like the fucking...
Double A guys?
The Triple A guys. I like the fucking Batemore Pie guys. I like Tampa Bay Urology. I like the guys HVAC motherfuckers across the street.
Casper's.
I like Dr. Crespo. I like Casper, who own all the fucking McDonald's around
7-Eleven.
Here. 7-Eleven. I like them all.
My sister's office is over the way. That storage unit's over there.
Mm-hmm. The Tampa PD?
Yeah.
Undercover?
FBI? Yeah,
the United States Postal Inspector.
Mm-hmm. You're going to go by the FBI building?
Yeah, drop them off at the FBI building.
Let me go in front of the FBI building and just drive up and down that road until they're out.
Yes, sir.
Those FBI,
I'll follow you
in the
moped.
About it is the FBI guys would be like, man, we're not a bunch of fucking pine needle cops. We're FBI. We're not doing a fucking thing about that thing. That guy can drive up and down all he wants.
They're going to call Tampa PD and say, get out here immediately.
Yeah. Well, we know how fast Tampa PD responds.
Tampa PD says, Tampa PD, we'll be out there an hour and a half.
Yeah. Lummy, you'll have fucking, you'll be back already at home. You'll almost be back on the show the next day before
Lummy can call on himself. There's some guy out here that.
Hello, you're on the air.
Hey, this is James from Melbourne. I heard two things. Are you guys on in Melbourne?
I think so.
Sometimes.
What station?
We know that we're on a flame throwing AM in Melbourne, but we don't quite fucking know what it is. I think. Hold on, Lummy. On our footers, on the footer that we all came up with, that I've been asking you guys to use.
Yeah. Loose.
It gives the call letters.
Well, send an email to yourself and let us know where it's at.
Well, why don't you look at the fucking one that I've asked you guys to put as your fucking footers, but nobody has.
I have. What do you mean?
Then look at your footer immediately, Lummy. You fuckface.
I have to get into my emails.
Sir, we're trying to find the station that we're on in Melbourne. You think it'd be right off the top of our head?
It's not the fucking rocket anymore.
Yeah. We used to be on the fucking rocket.
I listen to you guys on TuneIn, and that's
cool.
The only way I've been able to pick you up. But
have you been going to our YouTube and our Facebook and watching our videos and shit like that?
I do that sometimes when I'm at home, but mostly when I'm out driving around. I'm slinging cable all day.
Right. Well, we appreciate you just listening to us. We really do. And if you were to happen to pick us up locally in Melbourne, Lummy, I'm over here treading
fucking
water.
On the station known as...
I'm trying to get in my email.
AM 1060.
Well,
of course, that's what we all said.
WYXC.
AM 1060.
AM 1060.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, well, but you're not going to get the hot mic and shit like that. But you don't. I don't think TuneIn gets the hot mic. Do they, Blitz?
TuneIn does. Yes.
Yeah, it does. But you guys go on break.
You like that too, don't you?
You know, I fast forward it.
Oh, you don't like the hot mic?
I like content.
Yeah, me too.
So, you know.
Well, we're in the content business, my friend. More importantly, you're in Melbourne, and you can listen to us on the big motherfucking 1060, or just keep doing it the way you're doing now, buddy. I don't give a fuck.
Well, I got a complaint about the TuneIn though, and I don't know if it's something anything you can do about it.
Probably
it,
not. I don't own TuneIn, but what you got?
when it's live and the live content, then it's like I can hardly hear it. It's really really soft. But whenever it's a repeat, like a Weekend Willie, and then it's. It's fantastic.
That's Blitz right there. That's Blitz sending the feed to BAR. So that's all Blitz. No, probably is your world.
It is.
To be honest with you.
Maybe turn that up a little bit.
Blitz said he's going to get his DB checker out.
I turn it up a little bit, and then tomorrow someone will complain, oh, it's way too loud now. And then the next guy will go, oh, it's too quiet.
Blitz, can
now.
You turn it up just a little bit? Turn it up a little bit for tomorrow.
Right now. I'm going to do it right now.
Well, we're not on TuneIn right now.
Yes, we are.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah, we're on it.
Sir, can you do me a favor? Are you listening to us on TuneIn right now?
Yes.
All right. Can you stay on the phone, but turn the radio up and tell me if you can tell that there's a volume, you know, have you made a little bit of an adjustment, Lummy?
Yes.
All right, Lummy.
And let me know if it sounds a little bit hotter right now.
I don't know. Isn't there a delay?
Yeah, there's like a 2-minute delay or some bullshit. Here's what's going to happen. We just tuned it up. You're listening to these words. Call me back, okay? Just call me back like in 5 minutes and let me know if the small little adjustment made sense. Okay, buddy?
Okay, that's all I'll do.
Call me back. Blitz, quit being such a fucking dick.
Turn the knob up and rip the knob off. Let's go.
That's not how it goes, Lummy. You're so fucking stupid.
I don't know how it goes.
Obviously.
It's turn it up and rip the knob off, and it's an 80s bullshit fucking rock deal.
Oh, well, turn it up and rip that knob off, buddy. Woo!
So I told you how fucking stupid it is, and then you say it again.
Well, I wanted to make
validating
sure it was correct.
How fucking stupid you are.
Well, he did give a woo this time, though.
Yeah. Sorry, Bubba. I just wanted to make sure it was correct for you.
Well, we'll wait for this guy to call us back and let us know what our fucking tune-in levels are like, and then we'll call it a day. What are you guys thinking?
Got to get those pine needles.
Got to get those pine needles. I got American Express up my ass saying I owe money. Want to settle.
What are you going to do, like 10 bucks a month?
Yeah. Oh, I just got an email from Shane.
Yeah, I know. I'm reading it right now. Don't read it on the air. It's no big deal, but.
I can't make it by then.
Wait, what? You were going to talk about the Christmas party. You kind of just said you couldn't take your whole staff.
Yeah,
you
know, just me and Bubba.
Christmas.
Do what? Christmas party?
Again, he used the standard time deal, and there's no such thing. But whatever. We'll gloss
over. We had a good day on Twitch today. Yay. We had a great day on Twitch. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you so much.
For the Twitch.
They don't even hear us.
Hopefully this guy. What do you mean?
We're not on Twitch.
Well, but a lot of these motherfuckers
crossover, Jones.
Yeah, there's a lot of people that are there's a lot of people that are watching us right now by whatever means that were on Twitch earlier today, and so we would like to thank you.
That idiot from Melbourne's on line one.
But why?
That's
why?
Rude. Yeah,
I'm hoping he can't hear us because it's on delay. Hurry up. Answer now. He won't hear us.
No, I'm not. I hope he hears you because you're so fucking stiff. Why are you so stiff with everybody?
What?
Stop being such a dick.
I'm not.
He is. Hello.
Yeah, so it sounds better.
It does.
Thank you.
The guy's commending your work, fucking Lloyd, and you're being a dick.
Now tomorrow someone's going to call up and go, Bubba, it's way too loud now.
Well, just
It's not too. Because on Saturdays and Sundays, you know, it's audible, but it's so low that I have to hold
but
the phone
right,
up.
But
hold
like,
on, whoa, stop. He just said that the audio during the live is too low. But now you're saying Saturdays and Sundays it's too low?
No, Saturdays and Sundays, it's fine.
Okay, you said it was too loud.
Now, how about it just now? When we turned it up and you listened for a little bit, could you tell there was a little bit of a bit better? It was a little better.
I could hear it over my four-cylinder engine. So.
Perfect, my friend. Thank you so much. See, Blitz, when you get along with people, you can make small little adjustments and not be a fucking dick.
Yeah, we're a great guy, too.
What a great guy.
Hey, one more quick question.
There's probably a lot of people thanking this guy right now.
He's got another quick question.
Yeah.
There's probably a lot of people saying, you know what, fucking thank God from that guy from Melbourne.
Yeah.
About time somebody fucking got it fixed. Blitz,
I'll go with that. What's this other question he's got?
Hey, have you heard the latest about Ghislaine Maxwell or however you pronounce her name?
No.
Yeah, let us know all about it. This guy sounds great.
I haven't heard a thing.
Why are you such a dick today, Blitz?
So mean.
God damn. Like, for real.
Let's know.
Like,
this fucking thing. This guy's going to fill you in on Ghislaine Maxwell.
Well, he asked. Sir, what'd you hear about her?
No, I haven't heard anything. She was supposed to be on trial in, like, July, and it was, like, crickets. Yeah. So, you know, I'm kind of curious.
We'll look into it. I'm just glad the levels are fixed.
Yeah, me too.
See
Thank
you,
guys.
Blitz.
God.
Anna, is it me, or is
Does this
just,
guy not have Google?
He's being such a fucking asshole.
Like, is it me or is it just like,
no,
God,
it's not you,
write
Bubba.
Down everybody's fucking throat? What, are you trying to be the new Spice Boy fucking dickhead?
Whoa.
Oh, man,
yesterday
that's too far, man.
Lloyd,
you know, Lloyd, okay,
today.
But this Spice Boy thing,
that's
bullshit.
Just like everything. Spice
okay,
Boy.
Cowhead.
Oh.
I mean, if we're going to go there.
Oh, shit, I didn't say that, Bubba.
Bubba, this is getting...
Bubba, I'm scared.
So am I.
Bubba, don't be mad, Bubba.
Yeah, don't be mad at the
don't
two
Don't burn
in
down
here.
This building, Bubba. Don't shoot me, Bubba.
I love you, Bubba.
I didn't say it, Bubba.
You can't be calling me Spice Boy like that. I don't steal shit.
But you're a goddamn counter-programmer, non-fucking-stop.
No.
That's what he did.
No, but then he went
Hello.
Too far.
Those are not the words!
Last call, I'm out of here. Fucking just
Thank
deflate.
You go, Blitz.
Absolute
Oh, now we got this guy.
Deflate gate.
Blitzy boy. Blitzy boy.
Blitz is
I came back to you with that a long time ago. So don't even sit there and pull heat, bud.
He's trying to be Mr. Johnny fucking Big Shot. Mr. Johnny, I'm in charge. Mr. Johnny, I can't make adjustments. Mr.
What the fuck is
Greg. This is that's such a deal. He's got a shitty phone.
Hello.
John from Nathan, check it in. Yippee-yo.
Is it me? Or I mean, I like to, like, from chat to
chat says tune in is too loud now.
Oh, great. Fucking...